Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shimari, in Washington. Today, Maids in Africa.
You know, when you put your career first instead of your family responsibilities, and then eventually you find that the maid becomes like the owner of the house.
The lower one will probably pay about $25 a month. And the high-end employers will probably pay up to $200 a month.
When we talk about maids, we mean maid servant, who is male or female employed in domestic service. Although in Western world, they are usually found only in the most wealthy households. But how about in Africa? So tonight on Let's Talk, we will explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Well, first, welcome to the show, my colleagues in the house, Oren ICC Tangishaka.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
And Paul Ndiho.
Great to be back.
And also, for the first time, Elvin Sangano.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, guys. Maids perform typical domestic duties such as cooking, ironing, washing, cleaning the house, grocery shopping, maybe and also taking care of children. And in many places, in some poor countries, maids often take the role of nurse, taking care of the elderly, people with disabilities. But of course, in the Western world, things are a bit different. In some places in Africa, they also do the budgeting. They have so much trust from their employers. But I'm also trying to find out, is this too much liberty? Or should women in Africa get more involved with their house duties in the quest to balance between work and home or their careers? Well, I spoke to Ashura Yusuf, and I wanted to know if people in Africa are putting their careers first instead of families.
Well, that could be one of the main reasons, you know, when you put your career first instead of your family responsibilities, and then eventually you find that the maid becomes like the owner of the house. So it is one of the reasons why, but if you play your part, your role properly as a wife, as a mother, you know, everything will go on perfectly. And you should also have some sort of friendship with a maid. Don't just treat her like as if she's a servant or a slave or so. Try to make have some sort of friendship with them, so at least you know what, you know, what they do, and try to be close to them. So in that way, you make them very part of your family. But at the same time, they know that they're there as a servant, so they should respect that. In that way, I think everything should run so smoothly. But if you forget your responsibilities as a mother, as a wife, then that is where everything goes wrong.
Yeah, and I think from what happened in Uganda, you know, people are making fun of it. And now you will see cartoons all over the media and people talking about, you know what? Back in the days, you used to eat downstairs by yourself. Now you can eat in the main table dinner tonight with us. And in case you need anything at the house, please let me know. So you see that it shows that maybe these employers were not careful with what these girls are doing or boys are doing in the house. But also on the other way around is some men. I think this is also cause. I don't know. Maybe Paul and Elvin will tell me later that some men are becoming the cause of all these problems, because when they are in the house, they are so entire. They get so in touch with their housemaids if they are female servants, and they give them all the attention sometimes. And when mama is out of the house, sometimes these men will end up, you know, allowing these female servants to do the wife duties. So maybe this is another problem, but I don't know if this is something that is happening all the time or you see that experience.
Well, like I said before, that if you know your responsibilities as a mother, as a wife, but the other source as well is that the other cause could be that it all depends on one's behavior. If you're not satisfied with what you, how your wife treats you, but that should not mean that you should get close to your servant or so because they're there. So you have to have some respect and know your boundaries. But again, like I said, the main reason or so could be that if you don't know your responsibilities as a wife, as a mother, or as a father as well, or as a husband, then that's where all the problems start. As a woman, you should just lay down your principles in the house. Each and everyone in the house should know what to expect from you and what you should expect from them. There should be some mutual respect among everyone. And they should understand that when in the house, you as a woman is the overall in charge of everything and not the father and not the maid.
Thank you, Ashura Yusuf from Tanzania. Back to the studio. Oh, thank you, Shaka, the woman of the house. And what happens is, as the lady of the house, you leave your house for the whole entire month or a whole entire week, and you don't know what is happening in your house. If you ask your husband what he ate in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night when you're home from work, you have no idea. All you say is, did the house girl cook for you? Yes, he did. I'm trying to find out. Are we having a problem to balance between work and home, and that is why we're having problems with these house girls in Africa?
No, I don't think there is a conflict there. What I think needs to happen is maybe she pointed to the fact that maybe parents need to be more involved in their kids' lives. And maybe what is happening on the continent, people have gotten so busy and forgotten to be involved in their kids' lives.
Yes, I believe so. I mean, I think that, you know, the more modernization is coming, more jobs, more, you know, chasing the money, it's taking over the community that used to raise the children. It's taking over more of the responsibility of the family as raising the children and taking care of the home. But I think it's inevitable. It's inevitable that, you know, jobs aren't going to be less than 6 to 8 hours a day. So, you know, we are not moving backwards. If anything, we're getting more busier. So I think that, you know, one thing that she pointed out, our guest from Tanzania, which was really good, was that, yes, we have to be involved in our children's lives, and we have to be sure that family comes first. And, you know, when we lose that, then, yeah, there's going to be issues in the household.
Exactly. And when you come to this, Elvin, what do you have to say, my friend?
I think what she's saying is true, and I second what Ashuri said. Parents really have to play more of a role. You know, they have to be involved. They have to be there. From my experience, my mother was a single mom, so she worked all the time, and she never had, you know, enough time to spend with us, you know, so we grew up around house help and stuff. So there was obviously a presence that was missed, you know. And such things wouldn't happen if parents were really involved and were around to monitor who their kids are hanging out with, what they're doing to them, stuff like that.
I also think that what happened in Uganda, for instance, where this young lady, Jole Tumuhire, was actually caught on camera beating up this kid, basically torturing this baby, was very unfortunate in a sense that some of these things have been happening, but I don't think the media has been paying a lot of attention to these kinds of things that are going on in our homes, simply because people used to see their kids abused, but they didn't know in which way these kids were being abused. So for what happened, I think it took several attempts. So the parents coming back home, and they find that their kid has bruises all over the place. And that's what triggered this video. And I think it's going to set a precedent where every parent who has young kids at home is going to start recording video. What happened in Kampala should never have happened in the first place. And I think if parents are out there, anybody who has not watched this video, if they can go on YouTube and watch it for the sake of our audience, they should look at what really happened. All you need to do is to type in Ugandan maid brutalizes a kid, and you get that video. It's I have to also to commend the father of that young girl coming up and shooting that video, recording the video. It took a lot of courage. By the way, he was also arrested for beating the maid.
Oh, yes, he was, yeah.
So, but police later on dropped the charges because the evidence was way...
so much overwhelming, for sure, I'm telling you.
So I think that helped a little bit.
But I think there's something to learn, Paul. Just like you said, we have to make sure we have all these CCTV, because what reports say is now the price for CCTVs in Kampala has gone way up and the demand is so high because everybody's like, whoa, yes. I have to have a CCTV camera in my house.
Yes.
But here's the question. Is that a solution? Can we really rely on those cameras?
No, I don't think that's the solution at all, because you're relying on something that, you know, it's just not the way to go. I believe, just as Ashuri said, the best way to go about it is to have a great relationship with your house maids. You know, once you have that great relationship with them, you touch their heart and you have a heart-to-heart conversation every single day, then they're more likely to treat your children better. They're more likely to treat your home better. And so that's really the key, to go back into a heart-to-heart relationship with people, especially someone who's in your home. You know, you are gone majority of the time. For instance, for me, I tried to have a relationship with my school, my son's school teachers. And, you know, even if it's just a simple saying, you know, hi, how are you? What did Isaac eat today? You know, how do you think he's learning his ABCs? Does he need any help? Or what is his attitude, behavior, you know, coming up to be these days? Just to have a conversation, you know, because when we fall into the modern society, it takes us into where we don't have the human relationship anymore, whether it be at work, whether it be at school. So we have to look at modernization of things as a negative thing sometimes, you know. To modernize your home and to make it a CCTV home is... It's not really a solution to your family issues.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the next thing is what? I'm going to put a CCTV in my car to trap my husband instead of having a conversation with him. Or, you know, things like that. You know what
people
I mean?
People do that though, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, hold it right there.
Yeah, relationships.
Hold it right there, Changi Shaka. Thank you so much. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program, the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back in a moment.
African Music Mix.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African Music Mix on the Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. North to the south and from the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best. Tune in from 0 to 300 hours UTC and from 11 to 1300 hours UTC every single day on the Voice of America.
Welcome back. Earlier, the first speaker, and he told me, listen, these housemaids here, they make so little income, okay? And some of them don't get the right treatment. So what do you think? Raising their wages, as you say, being a human being and, you know, recognizing that they're people, you like them and have a great relationship, is that going to be the key solution? But if that is one of the solutions, what about men who spend most of their time at the bars and come home drunk, and they think if mama is not home, then I'm talking to my housemate? And then sometimes people fell in love, and guess what happens? The owner now of the house, mother of the house, is getting what? It's going to be, there will be a problem between husbands and wives. Now, should Africa change the course, take the option that is taken in the development world, like what we have in the US? We have companies come into your house to clean, pay them and they're done. Or you have an individual, so who you pay a specific amount, they come and clean and do whatever and then they leave. Can that be a better option for us? Question for you, Mr. Elvin.
That's a good question. I honestly don't know the answer. But, you know, because it's a very, very interesting concept. Like, our culture has been around built around having house help and housemaids, you know, so there's a big void that is just hard to fill, you know. But I feel like parents really need to play more of a role, you know. Wages would help, you know, having a good family. Like, some of the maids become, like, part of the family. So I think that's a good strategy. So, but I honestly don't know. I can't give you a...
Well, the work of a maid in Africa always is not easy. It involves a full day, extensive duties, and I can say it's always been hard. It's not easy. Sometimes people don't get overtime pay, no vacation pay, no health insurance. Well, for those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. Are the professional women in Africa so busy that they leave matters of their houses to house girls? Well, if we highlight what happened within famous home video in Kampala, Uganda, where a house girl tortured a baby girl, this video went viral and left many parents in Africa and around the world wondering what to do. Well, I spoke to Anthony Molly, and I wanted to know, how do they pay housemaids in his part of Africa?
The lower ones will probably pay about $25 a month, and the high-end employers will probably pay up to $200 a month. That's what I think it is. It probably is higher, especially with the very high-end employers, the rich people, and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
They could actually even pay more than $200.
Okay. Now, when it comes to treatment, I remember, because, of course, I'm from Africa as well, and I do remember my part of Africa in Tanzania, where I'm from, you see housemaids getting good pay depending on who they work for, just like you said. And also you find out some of these girls or boys, man, these houses they live in becomes like their own houses because the owners basically entrust them with every possession that they have. They leave the house for these ladies or girls to stay there all day long, do what they do, and even take care of the house when they're gone. And some employers are not at home anyway. They spend all time work, all time traveling. So these housemaids, sometimes they become like the owners of the house. I remember at one point in Tanzania, one of the housemaids was driving a car of the owner. And guess what? When he goes out there, he proclaims that that was his dad's car, not even his employer's car.
That is very true, Sunday. That's extremely, extremely true. I remember also in Uganda, there was a story a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
This guy was apparently dating a girl in the university, and he took the boss's car out. And when he got to the school, to university, the roommate was the boss's daughter.
Okay.
And he's taking this girl out and showing her off with her with the roommate.
Mm.
And what happens when he goes out, when they're going out, and this girl sees her dad's car and says, "Hey, wait a minute.
Hold on.
I know this car. How did you get this car?" Apparently, the girl was not at home, and this guy had been employed while she was away.
Yeah.
And this is what he was doing. And that was simply because the employer was not at home. He had gone on a journey somewhere, and this guy was just having fun.
Wow.
And doing everything that he had to do.
And the situation that happened in Uganda recently, I think this is one of those things where you trust someone with your family and your kids. And this video, man, that went viral, it is just brutal.
Oh, it's very brutal. The girl eventually got 4 years in jail.
I believe people are not happy in Uganda for that. Is that correct?
That's true. That's very, very true. It actually did open up quite a couple of people's minds. And you can imagine now the security companies are actually making a killing out of this now because people are running out and buying all these CCTV cameras and stuff like that just so they can find out what exactly is happening at home while they're away. So, again, some employers are very, very funny with the treatment of maids, you know. Of course, then again, there's the other part of it as well, you know, whereby now this comes down. This is a little interesting because it comes down to quite a lot of things. Sometimes you find that the wives in Uganda, when they get these maids, they just let them do everything. And I mean everything. Just think about it. Right from making your bed in the morning, right through to, you know, to everything else that happens.
Cooking, and taking care of the kids, cooking for your husband. You find these ladies, they know someone's husband better than the wife. Then that becomes a problem, my friend.
Exactly. Now, you find that the house girl is going to take on a couple of other marital duties as well.
Exactly. That's what happens next, right? Thank you, Anthony Moli from Uganda. And a reminder, let's talk. We're discussing maids in Africa. Where is my Johnny? Johnny Mo. Do you know Johnny? Question. If I know see my Johnny. Talk, we're discussing maids in Africa. Back to you guys in studio.
I would like to share the same view. I don't think I know the answer to that, but what I can add is that I think building a relationship with these maids, because at the end of the day, you are giving them a responsibility. You are entrusting them with your personal property, your kids. And so you have to treat them as human beings. I think what has been happening in the past, let's not forget that some of these maids are abused. Eh? And they're abused sexually, they're abused in terms of being beaten. There are so many things that go on. And on top of that, they're underpaid. So if maybe these are some of the concerns that need to be addressed, I think going forward we can have a better households where maids can come and live comfortably and do their work as professional maids.
Yes, if I can add to that, you're right. There is really not one solution, but some solutions are better than others. For instance, what you said, Sunday, the wages are very low. I mean, they're just enough to maybe buy some cell phone credits, send some money in the village once in a while, and that's it. But that's a lifestyle of not moving forward. You don't have a savings. You don't have anything to your name. You would be in that life for 10 years if you stayed that way. So I think that when you say increasing the wages, I definitely agree. I mean, because when you're looking at someone making $20 a month, I mean, yeah, to the American standards, obviously that's very small. In Africa, it's still very small. So increasing the wages, yes, I agree. The other thing I would say that's really important is to treat them as professionals also. Because, you know, in the African culture, let's say in Burundi, some families, many families I've seen, they treat them as if they're just slaves, as if they're just losers, slaves, unlearned, uneducated, and dumb people. But they're very smart. They have families in their villages, and they're very, you know, they're very respectable people. So I think we need to treat them with professionalism, increase a little bit on the wages, give them vacations when it's time to give them vacation so they can go see their family. Treat them as professionals.
Yeah, some of them, you know, they don't even have vacation.
Right. They can go a year without going to see their
family. They go a year. Some of them, they don't even have off days.
And that's because they don't have enough money.
They don't have even hours of work. They work round the clock.
And they're threatened if 24/7. They take off, they're threatened to lose their job.
Yeah, I think really we... Over time, and this is across the entire continent, I think the way people relate with their maids is there is no relationship at all. When you are a maid in somebody's house, your job is to do what they ask you to do. Basically, you have no life. Your life in the morning starts at like 4 a.m. If they have young kids, you have to wake them up, prepare them to go to school, and you don't go to sleep until after midnight.
Exactly. When everybody else is asleep,
yes,
and you're the first to wake before anybody else wakes up.
And some women don't wake up at night when their babies cry, yes, which is ridiculous.
So it's the maid who wakes
there's
up.
A maid out there to take care, right?
Yeah.
So I think really parents take it to another level. I think if you really have a maid, just for the sake of it, just treat them as if they're human beings. Don't treat them... They're not from Mars. They're just as human as you are.
Exactly.
If you're tired, it means that they also get tired. So occasionally, I do stuff around the house, and by the time I'm done, I'm like, wow, this has been a long day.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine somebody who doesn't have...
A break
time,
yeah.
Off time,
yes, yes.
Vacation,
yeah.
Insurance.
Oh, no, insurance. What is that? Insurance? Insurance? Insurance is don't get hurt on the job.
Yeah. All right, so I'd like to add to what Paul just said.
Right.
I feel like families need to treat these people like an investment, like someone that you're bringing into the family, and you know, give them raises, progress them, maybe put them in your business. Not just if you treat them like a worker, they're gonna treat it like a job, and you don't want someone to treat your kids like it's a job, you know. So you want them to believe in your kids, love your kids, and, you know, cherish your children and help them really, you know, achieve their potential.
That makes a lot of sense.
I grew up in a household where we had a house help, right? If it wasn't for that house help, I'll probably not be here because this person, we had one who was cooking and another one who used to clean our clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But if these people are not there, I bet maybe I would not be even right here because they were a part of my going to school. They played a big, big role,
yes,
in how
your entire life,
being, you know,
upbringing.
Yes. So I think it's important that yes, the abuse is bad, but we should focus on the important roles that they play,
right,
in our household,
and
rather than looking at them as maids. And
that's about it. Yeah, just like what Elvin said, you can treat them as investment. I remember a lady who was taking care of us growing up. She became, after working with us for some time, she went to a nursing school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah,
and
see,
the
size like
she
I
was
said,
getting, she paid
people
for a nursing school, and she became a nurse.
These are smart
and guess
people.
What? She became like part of the family.
Wow.
She came to visit us all the time.
Yes.
When she got married, she was just like our own family.
That
we were there for her
so
wedding.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
That is so awesome.
It's really an investment.
I still get in touch with those people.
I look for them.
Yeah.
I look.
Yeah.
I go in the villages and I look for them. Mm. Like you said, Paul, you know, the people who raised us, they spent so much time with us. They taught us so much things about our culture. They taught us about food, you know, in the village, the lifestyle in the village. They taught us things that we didn't learn in books.
Yeah,
right.
Even from our parents.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
even from
definitely.
Our parents. Like, for me, when I go back home, I look for them. If I can just give you, like, even if it's $10, just buy something. You know, I look for them. You know,
that's
you look
perfect.
For the people
just
because you connected with
your
them.
Appreciation
yeah.
for that. That's very good.
So you have to really look at
you
them
have to
as
really
part of
them.
The family.
So I get your point. Look at them just like an investment for you. And it will work and it pays dividends. Is that correct?
Sure.
That's what Itangi Shaka tells us. But anyway, thank you guys. Hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. It's time now for the unusual story of the week. And let's join Maya DeWitt.
A Chinese restaurant owner has been arrested after allegedly lacing dishes with opium in an effort to keep customers coming back. The owner of the noodle shop admitted he bought 4.4 pounds of poppy buds in August. The buds contain the opium poppy seeds, from which the addictive narcotic opium is made. He allegedly crushed the buds into powder form and mixed them into the menu's items. Police discovered the secret ingredient after one of the restaurant's customers tested positive for drugs during a routine traffic stop. Police launched an investigation. The restaurant owner was arrested and detained for 10 days.
Thanks, Maya DeWitt. And that's it for our show on Maids in Africa. A big thank you to our guest, Ashura Yusuf from Tanzania and Anthony Moli from Uganda. And of course, a big thank you to my colleagues from the Central Africa, Oren Itangi Shaka, from the TV area, Paul Ndiho, and from French to Africa, Elvin Sangano, here in the studio. Jackson Vunganyi is our producer. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk.